If your ballot isn't in the mail, you may want to consider dropping it off at one of the many election centers across the state. We were out there this weekend to hear from voters who opted to show up in person to mark up their ballots or to just get their signed envelope in the hands of election officials, skipping the postal service. A lot of people worried about privacy. Here's Cliff Chin explaining why he came down to Honolulu Hale.
Because I don't feel safe about having my signature and my name and my address all on a piece of paper that goes into the general mail. I don't know if it gets lost. So I'd much rather drop it in the box here than I know it's delivered.
And one couple, Debbie and Tim, shared their reasons about why they made the effort as a family to come in person.
I made a mistake actually on my ballot, and I wanted a new ballot, and I realized I could come in person, and that delighted me because I want to be going in person. I don't want my things going through the mail. I don't want my signature on the exterior of an envelope that's going through whoever's hands might touch it.
My name's Tim, Debbie's husband, and same thing, just concerned about identity theft and all that with your signature, potentially address and all that being on the outside and all, and just making sure that our information is protected. No, it's what we have to do with the current crisis and, you know, social distancing and all the other things we have to do. It makes sense.
I don't like it, but
it's kind of what has to be done.
For a look at what's at stake this election with the change to mail-in votes, we reached out to former Honolulu Advertiser political editor Jerry Burris for his thoughts. He worries that there may be lots of confusion this time around.
In most of the races, the big races at any rate, the battle seems to be for second place on the ballot. In other words, there's going to be a runoff for prosecutor in Honolulu, and there's going to be a runoff for mayor in Honolulu. And the question is, who's going to be that second place? Seems like, if you believe the polls, for prosecutor and for mayor, there's pretty much clear front runner with Rick Blangiardi and with Yvonne for prosecutor. So the question is, who's going to be number two there on the ballot for the runoff in the general? So between the primary and the general is when the real heavy-duty campaigning begins.
And then because of COVID, folks are having to rethink their strategies on door-to-door.
Completely. It's all now. It is becoming more and more. This is annoying. This is terrible. But it becomes more and more about name recognition and less about what you really know about the candidate. If you think about it, last time, what was it about? About 35% of the eligible voters voted. But they sent ballots to every eligible voter, 700,000 ballots statewide. So a lot of people are kind of going to be voting, if they do, by mail for the first time. The people who voted in the past had to make the effort to go to the polling place and vote. So you assume they had a certain amount of interest in the election, and maybe they knew something about the candidates. This time, it comes in the mail. You're not paying any attention, but what the heck? You open it and you mark it. So there's going to be a lot more marking just, but, well, I've heard of this guy. I think I'll vote for him, you know, without any real depth of knowledge about who the candidates are or what they stand for.
I know when I opened up my ballot, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know a lot of these candidates, and I had to do the research to figure out what do they stand for.
But, you know, does everyone do the research? That's the question. In the past, like, we used to make a joke about Board of Education and even OHA, where there are so many candidates and so little general information out there that people voted for whoever's name was at the top of the list. So if your name started with an A or a B, you had a good shot at getting elected. And it proved to be the case. I don't know if that's going to be the case this time, but alphabetical placement will have a certain amount of effect, and just general name recognition will have a tremendous effect.
And I know on the neighbor islands, on the Big Island in particular, everybody was wondering if Mayor Harry Kim was going to run for re-election, and of course he is.
There's quite a few people running for mayor, and a number of fairly qualified people, but Harry Kim just has such name recognition and such, I mean, when he is addressed, he's just addressed as mayor. If you ask someone on the Big Island what word they associate with the word mayor, they associate the word Kim. Can you imagine what a benefit that is in an election? Who are you going to vote for mayor? Well, it's Kim, obviously. That's the mayor. He's always been the mayor.
So it's going to be a real uphill battle for some of those candidates who weren't
even
expecting
him. I remember, I forget what race it was, but one of his previous elections, and a doctor from Hilo Hospital was running against him, and he lost, even though he ran a really good campaign. And he said, you know, it's really hard running against a demigod. So that was kind of a clever statement, but it's true. So I would guess that it'd be a tremendous upset if someone beat Harry Kim on the Big Island.
And then what's your sense as far as, let's say, the city council races? Because you've got a number of folks that are not running again because they can't.
Right.
And you've got lots of new people, but then you do have some veteran lawmakers that are trying to make a transition from the big house to Honolulu Hale.
That's right. It's like they see an opening, it's a four-year term instead of a 1-2-year term. I'm jumping. So they're using their name recognition as a state lawmaker to get the edge in running for city council. There's also some legacy people running, you know, people who are aides or relatives of existing sitting council members who can't run again. So their aides or someone close to them is running. So that, I think, and that's, so they have an edge up too because they're sort of a little better well known.
And you will have a situation where, you know, you might have a mayor who is new to politics. And the same for city council members.
Who will have to decide what their relationship is. You know, it's not that good with the current mayor. And will they, well, there'll be four old-timers in there and five newcomers. And the five newcomers will align probably for the most part like how their predecessors were, assuming that, the legacy ones anyway. And so then, what will the relationship be with the new mayor? That'll be an interesting thing to watch.
And we have seen in the past where Congressman Patsy Mink came back from Washington and took on a position as a council member. We saw Congressman
Neil Abercrombie. Did too.
And they bring a different perspective to that table.
They do, completely. They talk about federal issues and federal money, and I guess that's a good thing. I mean, to be wise about how to get federal money or break through the federal bureaucracy is important. So they do bring a perspective, but also someone who's just been around city council a long time has a certain perspective, you know, even though they haven't been a sitting council member.
Oh, yes. I've been through many a hearing, and you have the perennials, but they do know their way around Honolulu Hale.
Yep. And the staff members. There's staff members who are quietly sitting back there learning and gathering all the information and knowing where all the bodies are buried and everything. And so they have a little bit of an edge as well.
All right. So we'll have to see how the voters take to the mail-in ballots.
I'm hopeful, yet I'm concerned. I mean, there's always seems to be some glitch or something every election. Not a serious one, but some kind of a glitch. And so what is going to be the glitch this time with the counting of the ballots? I'm focused on the issue of the signatures, but I don't know if that's really a big problem or not.
Yeah, well, I guess my biggest fear right now is for the postal system, I guess, making sure those ballots get where they need to.
What if there's thousands of ballots sitting in mail sacks somewhere waiting to be delivered? Because if they don't get in there by Saturday, they're not counted.
Yeah.
No matter when they were mailed.
That's going to be the heartbreak.
And that will be. I mailed my ballot. And there'll be that, too. People will say, you know, they get somehow figure out that their ballot wasn't counted. They say, well, I mailed it 2 weeks ago. What's going on?
And then some of the races where every vote does count, like we saw with the race between Tommy Waters and Trevor Ozawa.
Exactly. People think that, well, one voter doesn't count, really. I mean, these elections are decided by hundreds or thousands of votes. But there are Tommy Waters and Trevor was very close. Romy Cachola has had two elections where a virtual tie with his opponent. And he'll probably have a third one this time. You know, they've got a close race out there this time in Kalihi. So very small numbers of votes can count, especially in the smaller races, the district races.
Right. So
kid yourself.
So if you have your ballot in hand and you want to make sure it counts, you might want to drive down to your county office and put
it
in the box.
Or one of the ballot drop places that are around the state.
Yeah.
You know, don't think you have to fight traffic to City Hall. There are, five places. Easy to look up online or just call the elections office and they'll tell you the closest one to you, wherever you live. So there's really no reason not to vote if you haven't already.
Right. So just make sure that vote counts and it gets there in time.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jerry Burris.
All right. Well, you're welcome.
We'll check back after the primary.
Okay. when all of our predictions will turn out to be false.
There you go.
I've never got one right yet, so why should I start now?
Yes, you've got to have a sense of humor during these unusual times. We were talking to Jerry Burris, former political editor for the Honolulu Advertiser.